When J.B. Turner opened the Front Street Shipyard in Belfast 6 years ago, he had a handful of workers and a vision. The company's now grown to nearly 100 workers, and it's poised to start building state-of-the-art passenger ferries. As Mal Leary reports, they're made of a lighter material that the company believes offers a number of benefits over the traditional steel and aluminum-hulled vessels.
This is a 121-foot classic. It was actually a little ship at Dunkirk.
J.B. Turner gestures at a beautiful yacht up on the blocks at the Front Street Shipyard. It's one of several pleasure craft and fishing vessels in the Caverners building that dominates the waterfront site in Belfast. Turner says business has been good.
We believe there was the market for it. We believe that if we found flat land on Penobscot Bay with a town directly nearby, I should say city, I get in trouble for that, that everybody would come. And we built it and they came.
The growing workforce is willing to take on a diverse spectrum of projects, from sprucing up classic yachts to building and repairing commercial vessels. A satellite yard in Bucksport is busy building lobster boats. And the yard is poised for a major expansion after reaching a deal with Norwegian builder Broda O to create a new company, Arcadia Alliance LLC, to build state-of-the-art carbon fiber passenger ferries.
You can achieve the same strength and the same stiffness from a carbon fiber laminate as that of steel, yet weigh substantially less.
Martin Grimness, one of the founders of the Maine Composites Alliance, is president and currently the only employee of the Arcadia Alliance. He says steel and aluminum ferries, mostly used in the United States, require more maintenance and higher operating costs than carbon fiber composites, which are lighter, non-rusting, and use significantly less fuel. Turner says the company's plan is to leverage the advantages of carbon fiber to carve out a piece of the U.S. market for ferries. There are, he says, some challenges.
There's about a 10 to 15% increase in cost to build a carbon fiber over an aluminum high-speed ferry. But there's a 40% weight savings in the structure of the boat. So you can really save fuel and you save emissions.
Turner says the new company, based in Belfast, will make use of the Federal Jones Act that prohibits ships from carrying cargo and passengers from port to port in this country unless the vessels are built in America. Broda O has built over 50 ferries of the size that Arcadia is looking to produce and will provide the plans and expertise to build them here in Maine. Turner says a new structure to facilitate the building of these ferries is planned for this year. Meanwhile, like many other Maine companies, the Front Street Shipyard is trying to solve a critical problem.
We are trying a couple different techniques and trying to find people because there really isn't anyone right now out on the street looking for work.
That's Tammy Coombs, the shipyard's HR director. She says it has been difficult to recruit skilled workers from other areas of the country and to convince young Mainers to consider the shipbuilding business, even though the pay and benefits are competitive. Coombs says the company is still actively seeking young Mainers with skills needed at the yard, including reaching out to area high schools and nearby community colleges.
They can work for us for the summer. And I will actually use a company vehicle and take them on a tour to either school and also Southern Maine Community College, which has a composite program.
J.B. Turner says the yard has about a dozen vacancies right now and will need another 50 to 100 workers based on demand for the new carbon fiber ferries. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.